This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dean Tony, you all right, mate?
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. Going to be talking a little high school athletics with Hastings High going for the state soccer championship tonight for the Class B boys. We'll talk with Coach Mike Nanfito as they get ready to depart for Omaha in the 5 o'clock contest. Also, our continuing preview of the state track meet. Alan Van Cura is up to talk about Hastings St. Cecilia. They've won just about every meet this year, finishing second in the conference meet, but outside of that, their girls and boys have dominated just about everything out there again this year. That's coming up today. We'll be talking more track and tennis and soccer as the week progresses. Talk a little Texas Tech baseball with Coach Dan Spencer coming up on Thursday. Talk about the Huskers as they get ready for Creighton tonight, final road game of the year. And yes, Nebraska baseball will be the season over before Memorial Day, and that's kind of amazing. The new poll question up on the Doug and Daddy website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question: should Mike Anderson be Nebraska's baseball coach next year? Simple yes or no. Should Mike Anderson be Nebraska's baseball coach next year? Go out to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote on that today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis on this Tuesday.
Morning, Douglas. I don't know that Ned Yost was the answer, but the Royals, another win last night. Win 4-3 over the Baltimore Orioles, a team that you should compete with, a team that you should
the
beat.
The two worst teams in the major leagues.
But another W nonetheless, which was coming off the losing streak that they had put together down the stretch when Trey Hillman was fired. Another positive to chalk up. And then you get Greinke on the mound tonight. Got three people with multiple hit games last night. And DeJesus, Betancourt, two out of those three. And they continue to keep putting W's up. So that's good for the Royals.
Will the Lakers sweep the Suns?
Oh, man. First, I thought no way because I thought the Suns were playing about as well as anybody. But that was just a dismantling last night. Kobe goes nuts and shows why he's the best player in the NBA. Sorry, LeBron. You got to think, yes, they will right now. That wasn't close.
No, they will not sweep because Phoenix will win games at home. And the Lakers have proven that they struggle against Oklahoma City, beat Utah. I think Phoenix is a little bit better than Utah. We'll see how it plays out. I think the Lakers advance on. I still would take Lakers Magic. And tonight, Boston-Orlando, game two, obviously a very important game for the Magic.
Yeah, 7.5-point favorites. So it looks like the Magic. Everybody thinks they're going to come back. And maybe Derek says they got the rust off of them. He thinks they got the rust off them at the end of the third quarter when they finally made their run in the last game. Had not played. Were on the shelf because of the easy playoff victories they'd had so far. So, hey, we'll see tonight. 7.5-point favorites.
And the NHL can't get it right. They can't get it right. Or maybe they are getting it right. I don't know. They're playing both series. There's only two series left, and they're playing them on the same night. They did it in game one, and they take a night off, and they're doing it in game two. Now, they are back-to-back, 6 and 9 o'clock, so if you want to watch 6 hours, 5.5 hours of hockey, you'll be able to do that. Montreal at Philadelphia, Chicago at San Jose. Didn't talk much about it, probably won't talk a lot about it, but the West, Derek, San Jose, and Chicago came through as the top two seeds, and it's all muddled in the East.
Yeah, kind of the East. It was kind of a tale of two conferences this year. With in the East, you had all the low seeds coming through, and then in the West, you had all the high seeds coming through. So I think regardless, it's going to be kind of an underdog versus a top seed final there. But you know what? I like Philly to roll on through there. They're rolling. So
now hockey always used to reseed everything. Did they do that? They don't do that anymore.
To my knowledge, they don't reseed anymore.
I don't know. It worked out that it didn't matter. Okay, so I've been asked this question a few times. It has worked out that it didn't matter. Even in the upsets, the seeds fell like they should have. You know, six played seven instead of two playing three. So, whatever.
So the brackets held true to what they were when they came out.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's nothing overly quirky except you got the eighth seed Montreal taking on Philadelphia, and then you got 1 and 2 San Jose and Chicago. Tri-City Storm going to keep busy the next couple of days. They've got the futures draft today, and they've got the entry draft tomorrow. And I don't understand all this anyway, but Coach Drew Shinnick is going to join us on the show tomorrow to talk about that and what they will be trying to accomplish. They have to have the futures draft to get ready for the entry draft, which was after the expansion draft.
Do we know all how many players are being taken in any of this?
Well, hey, no. I don't know what to tell you.
It kind of changes from year to year with the draft. Sometimes they add around depending on the rosters of the teams in the league and things like that. So we'll know.
Depending on how many players move on?
Correct.
That is a goal.
Hockey players that were born in 1994 will be selected in a six-round draft. Most of these prospects will likely be players coming to teams in two seasons, although some may make the jump to the USHL as soon as this season. So the futures draft is where teams start looking for their club seat needs two seasons from now. It's pretty hard to project that. So there you go. And we'll be talking with the coach and general manager of the Storm, Drew Shinnick, on the show tomorrow.
Real tough to predict, I would think, when you're talking 15, 16-year-old kids projecting to one of the best leagues in the nation as far as the USHL goes, as far as moving people to college. So a little strange, but whatever. Whatever.
District Golf, want to congratulate the teams that are headed to state next week all across Nebraska, including in Kearney. And Class B, they'll be playing up at Meadowlark Hills. Adams Central is your champion by one stroke over Hastings at Southern Hills. Aurora finished in third with a 327. Mike Cachette of Adams Central is your champion with a 74. Individually, Jacob Winfred of Holdridge was second, so he makes it. If you finish in the top 10 and your team didn't make the top three, but as long as you're in the top 10, you will get to go to the state meet. Tom Obereck of Northwest made it in. Cody Harold of Central City made it in as well from around here, and so did Ben Clausen of Central City. In the B4, Scotts Bluff, McCook, Ogallala advance on. Now, if this is right, and it appears it is, they're playing at Wild Horse, Gothenburg, viewed as one of the best and toughest courses in the entire state of Nebraska. Scotts Bluff as a team shot 293. McCook was second with a 329.
That's 74 average.
36 holes. The medalists, they had 272s, a 74, and a 75 on Scotts Bluff's team. Four of the top, well, four, because there was a tie there for fourth. Four of the top five kids were from Scotts Bluff.
And where is that state meet at, Douglas?
They'll be playing here, Class B.
Oh, Kearney, cool.
Meadowlark.
Nice.
So individually, though, Shad Wellman of Lexington made it in, and Jeremy Van Acker of Gothenburg out of that district also made it in. Sutton won the Class C district, one in Columbus with a 315, and so they will be advancing on to the state tournament. C4 at Lachlan. Really? Wow. Tough course. Kearney Catholic shoots 319. Very impressive. And Gibbon was second. Hastings St. Cecilia third by one shot over Grand Island Central Catholic. You know somebody missed a two-footer. You know somebody made a 20-footer. St. Cecilia, those are the top three teams that go. Sean Roderhorse of Kearney Catholic shoots a 73 to take medalist honors. Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon was second with an 80. Blue Hills, Taylor Premer made it in as well. Kyle Simmons of Grand Island Central Catholic made it in. Riley Northrup of St. Paul makes it in. And William Piers of Central Catholic makes it in as individuals. And finally, the D3 at Indian Head yesterday. Franklin runs away with it. Hartley Lutheran second. Loop City was third. Salvador Toledo of Hartley Lutheran shoots 77 to win it. Also making it to the state meet off area teams would be Cole Pritchard of Pleasanton, as Heartland Lutheran really dominated the top 10. Today, Grand Island's Riverside is hosting the A1. Kearney is at Eagle Hills and Papillion in the A2, and most of the Class D teams in the area that didn't play at Indian Head are playing today at Arrowhead Meadows Golf Course, the D4. Where is Arrowhead Meadows Golf Course, Tony?
Just outside of Kansas City.
Curtis.
Oh!
Outside of Curtis, or in Curtis. So there you go.
Nice, nice little track.
So there's something. One other high school.
I want to jump in there. Well, something you said through all that golf talk, something I has not went together for a long time, and that's a Reinertsen in 80.
He's been banged up. He hasn't played. He hasn't played all the tournaments this year because of a possible injury. So.
Okay. You're used to hearing 70. You're used to hearing champion 71. Reinertsen, not 80. I mean, that's very uncommon.
There you go. Well, coming up on the show, we're going to talk a little soccer. We're going to talk a little track as well, as they both come up. And Hastings girls placed seventh in the final state, or Holders girls placed seventh in the final state rankings in the Lincoln Journal Star today. So congratulations to them as the girls championships champions were crowned last night. Omaha Scut and Omaha Westside bringing home those titles. So, again, no, Marion beat Westside, excuse me. Marion beat Westside, and Scott beat Grenda. Hastings and Pius tonight at 5, Lincoln East and Omaha South at 8:15. Daddy, I ask you about the poll question, should Mike Anderson be back next year?
You know, I said yes all along, believed in him with the young team. And then after last weekend, I really left shaking my head, because you waited for this team. They seem to always find a way to make a run. This team never did. Now the season's over. I mean, it's too late. Even last week when we had DJ Belfonde on, you know, saying, hey, we control our own destiny still. We've got a chance to get into that tournament. And then, hey, a tournament, anything can happen. Bounce around in there, find a way to win a couple ball games, and we're right where we need to be to advance. And by advancing, they mean winning the tournament and continuing their season. They just puked all over the place from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I got to really question whether he should be. And I got to question the assistants. You bring a pitching coach from Dallas Baptist in a Newman. Boy, I don't know that he's developed many pitchers here. And maybe some of those kids that we got to go to the Major League Baseball drafts, maybe they would have been really good here had they stuck around. We'll never know. I don't know what Bingham's done. I like those guys. Have always been great to us. Anytime we wanted somebody on the show, they've been cordial to us. Come on. But, boy, I just don't see that they're developing any players right now. And the future of Nebraska baseball looks bleak at best.
Well, go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com and tell us whether you believe Mike Anderson should be the coach next year. I'm saying, again, you don't know what's going on inside the locker room. And I think if you could find out, I mean, you can't cater to the kids and whininess, but if it's not whininess, if there's other things that are going on that aren't clicking, then maybe you need to check that out. So we'll find out. We're going to take a break. Alan Van Cure is going to join us from St. Cecilia, talk a little bit about state track and the Hawks right after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
John Callahan of Huskers Illustrated.
Quarterbacks Taylor Martinez and Cody Green giving you a different dimension to their offense.
Steve Sipple, the beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star.
He gives you that dimension of speed that I don't think you can keep him off the field.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents weekly Big Red Lunches. Wednesdays beginning September 1st. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Home Federal Savings Bank, and Midas.
The mares of fog linger early on through the day, then skies become partly sunny with an isolated chance for a shower. Storm developing later today as well. Highs reach the low 70s with southeast winds 5 to 15. Back to 51 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Back to Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-3776, or shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Douglas, there's talk about. We brought this up yesterday intermittently, but the Big Ten discussion goes on. Now there's discussion with the arena being built in Lincoln. Will they add seats to East Stadium in Lincoln? Will they do the both at the same time? Will they? Is this just a discussion? Will there be expansion? Is there that big of a need for more seats at Memorial Stadium? Is Memorial Stadium big enough? I know there's people out there that haven't been to a Nebraska football game. You can usually find a ticket to a Nebraska football game, and you don't have to pay a lot over face. I mean, if USC comes down, I understand. If Oklahoma comes down, I understand. If you want to go to the rest of the football games, you usually find a way into the stadium if you're bound and determined to get in the stadium without paying an ungodly amount of money. Do we need more seats at the University of Nebraska football stadium?
I wouldn't think so. Not right now. They just finished off the addition, so you think that could happen?
Well, they're talking about putting these club seats now on the east side, making more skyboxes on the east side. Will they sell out right away? There's just some clamoring about that. I'm thinking, well, there's only so many people in the state. I mean, we've got the sellout streak going, which is one of the really cool things about Nebraska football. Hell, let's build 170,000. I mean, well, the sellout streak's over. I mean, how many people you want in there? I just don't understand how big you want to get the place.
Well, I guess I don't see that happening in the near future, but who knows? They got other things they need to attend to right now than that. But if it brings in instant money, then I guess that's something you want to attend to. So we'll find out. Don't forget our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by the fine folks at Burger King, where breakfast is served with their breakfast bowls, scrambled eggs, sausage, cheese, roasted potatoes, onions, and peppers. How about the new sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwich? Just $1 every morning. If you're hungry enough, say you've been up for 5 or 6 hours and it's still only 8 o'clock and you're saying, how about a burger? Well, they'll do that for you because burgers for breakfast, their full menu served all morning long. Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. The state high school track meet gets underway on Friday, and Hastings St. Cecilia's name has been mentioned more than once as having a chance to win a state title, both on the girls' and the boys' side. And girls' coach Alan Van Cura joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Well, it's great to have you back on with Tony and I and get you ready for state. And it looks like you can't believe what the weatherman says, but we might have some very nice conditions. So probably no excuses this weekend, is there?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the weather sounds pretty good, but at the same time, it could be awfully warm on Saturday, which when kids aren't used to running in that kind of temperature, it could be a little tough on them.
Alan, I asked this last week, heading into district, a couple coaches. With the weird weather that was experienced this spring, are the best times in the state out there right now?
Oh, I think so. You know, we didn't have very good meets or very many meets with good weather this year, and so I think there's a lot of athletes out there that are going to really shine down in Omaha this weekend, just waiting for that opportunity with weather and the competition that will obviously be there.
Coach Alan Van Kira joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alan, do you believe that you've got the numbers coming out of district that could get enough points to have a chance to win state this week?
Well, I think on the boys' side, we're probably sitting in pretty good shape, you know, because we had an awful lot of qualifiers, and when you get numbers down there, that's a big thing. On the girls' side, we don't have quite as many qualifiers, but we think we do have some quality people, but our kids are going to really have to perform well to be in that top part of the Class C meet. I think on paper, Laurel Concord looks like they could, you know, I don't want to say run away with the meet, but they've got a lot of what I would call sure points hanging out there. And whereas in our situation, you know, our kids are really going to have to compete well. With that said, though, last year we took, 11 qualifiers down, and I think we had 9 of them that placed down there. So anything is possible.
Let me follow that, because many people last week were talking about you being in one of the toughest districts in Class C. Did that keep some kids home that maybe would have went in some other districts?
Absolutely. Our district on the girls' side was very tough, especially in certain events. The hurdles was like a little state meet there, because you had the two girls from Sutton, Morgan Fisher from Wood River, who was a Class B champion last year in the 100s, and then Audrey Gaspers of our team. And unfortunately, with those four hurdlers in the, say, the 300s, only 3 could go. And right now, or when we went in, Audrey was sitting fourth, and she was fortunate to get that third-place notch with her best time of the season. And here you have a girl like Morgan Fisher who is unable to participate in a state meet, and she's one of the top hurdlers in the state. So it was a very, very tough district. We were hoping that our 4x4 could get in. We ran third, and our time was about 2 seconds off. You know, and those things happen. And so overall, though, I thought we qualified pretty well.
Alan, you mentioned Laurel Concord and their sure points. Do you guys have some sure points going down to Omaha?
Well, I don't know how sure they are. We think our 4x8 has got a pretty good shot to place in the top, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 if we run well. Athletes like Abby Jackson, she last year won the 400. It's going to be a little bit tougher this year. And she placed, I think, like 3rd or 4th in the 800, and she certainly has some of the top times in those two events, so I think she has a good chance. Morgan Jacoby was 8th in the 2-mile last year, and she's been running better this year. You know, the only problem is we got a couple kids that are under 12 right now, one from Lincoln Christian, one from David City Aquinas, so that makes it a little bit tougher, but again, you know, anything is possible. Audrey Gaspers is in 3 events, and I think she has the potential to score in all 3. The long jump, this is just the districts was actually her 2nd meet outdoors that she jumped in. Her first one was at conference a week and a half ago, and she went 16-8. And when you consider that she hadn't practiced basically all year after the indoor meet, because that's where she kind of hurt her knee, so I thought that was a pretty good jump. And then, you know, when she jumped at Sandy Creek, the conditions weren't ideal. They were kind of jumping into a little breeze, and the takeoff board isn't exactly one that's going to give them a lot of distance, so I thought her jump there was good. So, you know, anything is possible down there.
Alan Van Kira joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, track coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Let's talk a little bit about the boys as well over there. You mentioned that they were sitting in pretty good position, and is it kind of funny to say where are they strong at? Because it sure seems like they're very strong at about everything.
Well, yes, they are, and I think that just goes to show you, like, over the course of the year, you know, they were state champions in football, state champions in basketball, state champions in cross country, so, you know, they certainly have a lot of events covered. You know, certain events probably are a little bit stronger for them. You know, they look pretty good, like in the 100, they got 2 kids that have been running very well, and Blake Misek and Dalton Seeley. They have a couple hurdlers in Matt Kissinger and Ben Conan, who I think should fare well down there. The 4x1 is sitting, I think, number one. And the 4x8 has been up there at the top all year long, and they got the 4x4 in, which is one of them among the top qualifiers. So you take those, and then you throw in their, you know, they got some distance runners that are qualified. They got a discus or an event that could be really strong for them is the pole vault. They have two of the top vaulters, so they look to be very strong on paper.
Alan, when things are penciled out, they look to be competing for the state title, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, but again, that's all based on district marks and season bests.
Right.
But as most coaches will say, when you get down there, it's an altogether different ball game. You know, last year we thought we had the boys probably winning it, and we ended up getting second to Burwell because just some things just didn't go the way we planned. You know, like, for example, Conan ball starting in the hurdle. So anything is possible down there. So there's no sure things until they award the medals and trophy at the end.
Daddy, you know what is one sure thing is a Nebraska Coaches Association will again have their clinic every summer that they do and hand out a variety of awards. And among those receiving the service awards will be Coach Van Cura at Hastings St. Cecilia. And there's a lot of coaches that we'll talk about here in just a moment. But Vince Pelster also going to be right there, and they'll be able to receive those awards on the same evening. And I guess, Coach, they can call this the Longevity Award. But you're around long enough, they start handing out more awards, don't they?
They absolutely do. You know, if you stick in it long enough, you know, and, you know, you're going to get those kind of awards. And I guess, you know, and Vince would probably say the same thing, but we have just been fortunate to have a lot of good athletes to work with over the course of the years. And our parent support has been outstanding, and our administration has been very supportive. So that's a big part of it. And they've just been a joy to work with. And, you know, and especially like in track, you know, we've had to deal with, you know, circumstances where we don't have our own track, so we either practice in a park or we go, you know, start practice at 5:30, 6 o'clock, which, you know, for some teams I suppose would be an inconvenience, but our kids don't mind it. We, you know, we just work around everybody else's schedules, and you know, in the other schools, you know, Hastings High and the college have been very, very helpful in allowing us to use their tracks at a later time.
Alan, I guess people, whether they're a fan of St. Cecilia or not a fan of St. Cecilia, they say, how long can this run go on? What do these younger classes look like? You got more athletes coming?
Well, our enrollment has been dropping. You know, we're on the verge. You know, like in football, we're going to C2 next year. And like basketball and volleyball, we'll either be one of the smallest C1s or right at the top of C2. So our enrollment has been declining a little bit. So I think the number of athletes that, you know, we're going to be having, we'll probably be dropping off a little bit, you know, which I suppose a lot of coaches will like hearing. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we do have some kids coming that are going to, you know, still keep us competitive at least for a while. So anyway, we hope anyway. So hopefully we can somehow get the most out of our kids. And I think that's one thing that we've been very successful at. We get a lot out of our kids. And like with my kids for track, you know, we rely on 7 or 8 kids to do an awful lot. You know, we have kids, you know, like at districts, one girl is running the 4x8, the 800, the 1600, and the 4x4. You know, so they get a lot of running in, and never complain, and that's been part of our success.
Well, Alan, we'll let you get back to lunch and class, and we look forward to catching up with you again when we get down to Omaha this weekend. Best of luck to the Hawks.
Well, thank you, Doug and Daddy.
Take care, buddy. Alan Van Cura, head coach, of course, track, volleyball, he's been there as long as St. Cecilia, I think, has had a building, helping build the programs over there, along with Vince on the track side. We appreciate them giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, a reminder, updates on all of our stations, ESPN Radio, 1230 KHAS, The Breeze, and Classic Hits 98.9. B&D will go through all of their preliminaries first at 9 a.m., and then there'll be a break from about 2 to 4. And 3:30 is when they start the 3,200 relay in ANC. So B&D will be going the majority of the day, and then into the evening we will go ANC. And, of course, that's when Alan Van Cura and St. Cecilia's teams will be running. Roger Matheson is going to join us later this week, talk about the Kearney boys again, and we'll be picking up some more guests as the week progresses. But we'll take a break. We'll keep it with Hastings and talk state soccer with Coach Mike Nanfito as they get ready for the state championship game. It's exciting. It's exciting. Back after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone.
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you want to regain lost fuel economy? Of course you do. Then use your Motorhead. Get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for 10 fill-ups. Where Lucas wants you to use a bottle every time you fill your tank. Gum Out Regain, the smarter way to maximize your fuel economy.
Buy it now at Advanced Auto Parts in the convenient new 2x concentrated bottle.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Improve your job skills or prepare for a whole new career through Central Community College's career and technical programs, or start working towards a bachelor's degree. Take courses on campus, online, or in your community. Summer classes start May 24th. Contact CCC for more information.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some areas of fog linger early on through the day, then skies become partly sunny with an isolated chance for a shower. Storm developing later today as well. Highs reach the low 70s with southeast winds 5 to 15. Back to 51 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 63. So live your life.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get it checked out, the Dent Popper, folks, sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox for all of your emails. It's where Ken goes to get the dents sucked out of his head.
Irish Ken chimes in.
That's a lot of appointments for Ken.
He says, is there any doubt that Lakers and Suns series will go six or seven games depending on when the Lakers are at home? They will milk the series as they always do for revenue and punish those of us who hate the NBA by extending the series. Ah, conspiracy theorists abound. Thanks, Ken. Also, Alex doing better. I suppose he's referring to Alex Gordon. I have not heard the stats. They're in Las Vegas playing.
He's starting
late
to hit the ball a little bit, according to the Weird Herald.
And lastly, I will be in South Bend next week and try my best to patch things up between Doug and Touchdown Jesus. Can't make any promises. I will follow state track via internet, so be forewarned, Doug.
Hey, Ken, Jesus and I are on a pretty good wave right now, right, buddy?
Amen to that.
I don't know. I don't know why he thinks I need to be patched up with Notre Dame. I haven't ruled. I'm not anti Notre Dame. I'm not. I don't think I've ever been anti Notre Dame on the show. Did I get anything here?
I think you're just anti Ken.
I'm sure Ken liked that very much. Ken liked that very much. I'm also, Ken. Ken.
You want to give him a best friend hug?
Ken. No. No. Ken's out there walking on that hike and bike trail going, what am I doing here in Elm Creek? When does this thing turn around and go back? I don't know. Is this big circle? How does this work? What happened? Out getting these brand new running shoes. He's in shape. He's enjoying summer weather. It's time to get out, folks, whether it's baseball, softball, or just to do a little bit of running, and I'm seeing them all over the place. Of course, while I'm in my car, I'm seeing them run. But, you know.
Well, but they're going all to Miska's to get it, Doug. That's really what it's all about. Running shoes, running shorts. Hey, they've got all the camp gear you could need, whatever sport it is. You're looking at baseball and softball gloves, Easton, Louisville, Slugger, Mizuno, Wilson, bats, Little League, Senior League, Legion. They got all the bats you need. Cleats. See some kids walking around, got the metal cleats. They're like 12. Pretty cool, guys. Pretty cool. They got them at Miska's.
Click, clack.
Click, clack. Oh, God. Catcher's equipment, all sizes. Umpire equipment, hey, they've got big sizes as well. Uniforms and caps, Misco Sports, the downtown Kearney Center, all the gear you need for the games you play.
You know, maybe Misco's ought to get some prescription goggles down there. And, you know, just to finish off the NBA talk, how bad was the officiating last night? If you want to get into conspiracy theories, it was horrible. And every call went the Lakers' way, it seemed. And I'm not, again, I don't care. But call it right. This crap of they're the home team and they get every call is simply that. BS. I don't remember which player it was from the Suns, if it was Nash or not. Ball fake in the air. Leans, I think it was Grant Hill. Got his guy in the air, so he lets the guy fall down on top of him, and then he shoots it. Not only do they not call a foul, they don't call anything. The Laker lands on top of Grant Hill. It's a foul in seventh grade. And then these phantom fouls are calling on the Suns. I mean, don't throw gasoline on the fire, NBA, by doing this. Get it taken care of immediately. Those guys that did the game last night should be called in, reprimanded, and paychecks ripped up again. You just can't be that bad in the conference finals. You just can't be that bad, biased, whatever it is, because when they replay it every time, and it's easily to see with the naked eye from Joe NBA fan.
You know, it's weird that you're saying all this, Doug, because what, 3 days ago when Phil comes out and says a little bit about everybody else is traveling and taking extra steps and Steve Nash palming the ball and goes on his little deal, then all of a sudden, oh, let's accommodate Sir Phil. Let's make sure the Lakers are taken care of. I mean, that's what it looks like when you got somebody complaining 3 days ago.
Well, I don't want Phoenix getting all the calls when they go home. Then why play the game?
The Lakers win it in seven. Just here you go. Go on to the finals.
Last day for the state high school soccer season, and it can't be any more exciting if you're playing on this day, and that is where Hastings High School finds themselves. And Mike Nanfito, the head coach of the Tiger Boys, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, first off, congratulations. I'm sure the excitement level has almost peaked with the Hastings Boys soccer program and private school.
Yes. One, we're very excited to be playing on the last day of the boys soccer season, and again, another opportunity in Omaha. Essence Stadium, a great venue to play high school boys soccer, and great atmosphere, but also here at school, the community just beaming full of excitement, one for this team, but also the opportunity that we have in going to Omaha and, hopefully coming out with a state championship this afternoon.
Mike, talk about where you saw things change with the team this season. It's been a solid season. You're not coming out of the Western District with a 500 record. You've had a very good season. Was there a point where you saw things kind of click?
Mid-season, we played about seven games in about 10 or 12 days. And, we kind of hit our slide there for a little while at mid-season in April. And then we got two games back the following week. And then we went out to Kearney and played Kearney. And, we just got crushed. And, there was really no enthusiasm on our part to come out and play that game, which is unfortunate because, Kearney's a very good team. And, they just took it to us. And, we didn't show up and play. And we talked about it the day after we played them. And we made some changes. And the boys have definitely responded to the changes that we've made as a team. And over the last, 2.5 weeks since the district tournament and the last four games, we played outstanding soccer, and again, we hope that that continues into tonight's final match.
Hastings boys soccer coach Mike Danfito is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, when you saw the overall bracket, I mean, we're used to seeing the same teams in there over and over. This year it seemed like there were a lot of different teams. Did you sense that maybe there was a little more confidence going in just from that basic fact?
You know, I saw our matchup in the first round, us being the 6th seed, Lincoln Lutheran being the 3 seed, and I thought that was an excellent matchup for us. You know, we knew a little about Lincoln Lutheran going into the game. We, you know, had to make sure we took out a couple of their key players and tried to, you know, basically force the game away from them. And, you know, we did an excellent job with that, you know, and basically finishing 4 goals in the first 25 minutes. We definitely showed up and played excellent. And seeing that matchup, you know, I felt, all right, you know, if we get off to a good start, I think we can advance out of the first round, you know, for the first time in school history and for our team and program. And then, you know, I just told the boys, I said, going into the second round against South Sioux City, believe it can happen. Because, you know, again, we feel we're one of the best teams in the state. And, you know, we feel that we can compete and play with anybody. Hopefully, you know, people out there have seen that. And now we get the opportunity to, you know, play in the state championship game.
Of course, South Sioux City was undefeated going into that game, and they played like it for about the first 60 minutes. You guys tried to change up strategy a little bit in the second half. A lot's being made of maybe what you did as far as trying to get a little more aggressive. Talk about the changes and how they worked for you.
Right. The changes that we had to make, you know, in the first 40 minutes, we definitely played really defensive as a group, but you know, in the second half, we were down, or at halftime, we were down 1-0, and we made some changes. We told our outside mids, you know, you're going to have to get into the game. You're going to have to make forward runs. We know you're going to have to track back. They're a very good team in transition. But if we don't get forward, we're never going to create an opportunity to score. And, you know, I'd say, you know, early on in that second half, again, you know, maybe we were playing a little flat, a little defensive, and then, I don't know, a spark hit, and there was probably for about 25 minutes of that 40 minutes in the second half. We were just buzzing around, flying around, playing Hastings soccer, you know, seeing South Sioux City chase us. It was actually pretty exciting. You know, we had opportunities coming, just weren't finding the back of the net. And, you know, you just questioned yourself, you know, is it going to come? Is it going to come? And, you know, with, you know, about 7 minutes left, and then again with 4 minutes left, we finished 2 great opportunities and got ourselves into that championship game tonight.
Talk about how things changed once Dakota Jones tied the game up.
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was crazy. When he scored that goal, you know, I was trying to get my boys' attention, you know, just like any coach on the sideline. And I was trying to get their attention, but it was just madness in the stands. People were going nuts, and I'm just trying to wave my arms, you know, get my boys' attention, saying, hey, you know, still time on the clock. You know, we got to play smart. We got to find, you know, a way to get forward. But then, also, you know, defend and not let them in behind us. And, you know, fortunately enough, you know, we created those opportunities to score. And, you know, it happened. And in the end, again, the boys played an outstanding game and, you know, never quit and found a way to, you know, come in and go to Omaha and play tonight.
Then take us through the penalty kick, which ends up winning this ball game for you against South Sioux.
You know, referee called that penalty. And like we talked about before, you know, South Sioux City questioned it quite a bit, and again, you know, through paneled pictures, hard copy pictures that, you know, we have, it was actually a foul in the box and a good call, and wasn't really sure, you know, if it was a call, you know, when it happened. But again, you know, there's proof that that it was a foul in the box. And you know, as a staff, we talked about a couple guys, you know, maybe stepping up and taking it, and we decided to go with Matt Brooks. And you know, I didn't really think about this, you know, before he took that PK, but Matt was our last shooter last year against South Sioux City in the first round game, and goalkeeper came up with his save, and that ended the game last year, and South Sioux won 2-1 in that overtime shootout. And, you know, as Brooksy says, you know, it was kind of sweet redemption, and it definitely was a great moment for him as a soccer player, and a great moment for this team and this program.
Well, this afternoon at 5, Lincoln Pius X, and this is supposed to be the best bunch in Class B. Give us your scouting report.
You know, a very, very solid team. You know, their strength is up the middle of the field. And Jake Ramsey, number 4, a solid goal scorer. You know, we just got to make sure the team, you know, 11 on the field, we're always accounting for him and where he's at on the field. But you know, we think that we can create opportunities going forward, do what we do best, and hopefully this will be a good game for everybody to watch tonight.
Last second here with Mike Nanfito, the head coach of the Hastings boys soccer program. Mike, I know the boys programs have been struggling here a little bit, and this set of kids is trying to start to turn the corner. What would it mean if they could capture this game tonight?
This would be outstanding. Outstanding for, one, our school, two, this program, and how far it's come in the 6 years that I've been here, working with this school and these boys that have come through this program. It would mean a lot to, the boys that, in the first, second, and third years that I coached, really started the path for this program and what was expected and, what we want to get out in the end of this program. So, one, it would just be great, and it would be great for our community. And, I think a lot of people are talking about this game within Hastings, and, it's exciting to hear that, not a lot of people, even associated with soccer in Hastings are considering, taking themselves to Omaha tonight just to be a part of this outstanding opportunity for Hastings High Boys Soccer.
And, Mike, last question. For those fans that go down that maybe didn't go to a Hastings soccer game the rest of the year, what should they be looking for? What are you going to be looking for when you see the game? You're going to say, yes, we've got a shot. Uh-oh, we need to turn things around. What's the one key from Hastings' side?
If we can find ways to possess the ball, keep it, create scoring opportunities, I think it's going to be a back-and-forth game tonight. And I think both teams are going to, create opportunities. It's going to be one, which team can finish those opportunities, and again, which team can also eliminate the most scoring opportunities for the other team. And the team that can eliminate those scoring opportunities, I think, in the end, is going to win this game.
Well, Mike, best of luck to you and the Tigers. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and it's been a great season. Let's put the cherry on top tonight.
Hey, we hope so. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
You bet, Mike. Mike Nanfito, head coach for Hastings High. They play Lincoln Pius X at 5 o'clock this afternoon. What do you think? Bull or no bull? Ace Hardware says Hastings wins state. This would be a big upset, I think. But they've already pulled off.
That's right. I was just going to say, the pressure's got to be on the team that's undefeated. They have no pressure. They have 5 losses. Oh, so what? We haven't
seen has 1 loss, but still number 1 in the state. They've already beat the unbeaten team, South Sioux, sent them home.
I think it would be...
Go Hastings!
Hastings! We're huge Tiger fans.
Go Hastings! Mike told me before, while we were setting up the interview, that they're getting ready to leave at about this time. And when they get ready to leave, they're like doing a walk of champions through the school. Now, that would be kind of cool. You could have your pep rallies or whatever, but it'd probably be cool to have them walking down the halls and getting all that and getting them ready to go half days over there and then off to Omaha. So that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
I think it's just awesome. We get to experience playing in that facility where they play it in Omaha and have a chance. That's what you wanted when you went down there, to have a chance at this game.
Bob in Grand Island fires off, kind of pushing Irish Ken's buttons here, I think. He says, Doug and Daddy, let's recap the NBA Conference semifinal. Phoenix sweeps San Antonio. Orlando sweeps Atlanta. Lakers sweep Utah. And then Boston beats Cleveland in 6. Come on. Don't give me that old, tired argument that the NBA is milking it for revenue. It's just not true. If they are, they're doing a pretty poor job of it. And this comes from someone who has yet to watch an entire NBA game this season, Bob in Grand Island. Bob, thanks for the email of the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's Tuesday. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up next.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. In sports, we don't like fence sitters. At P90X, they don't like them either. Pick a side, and the side you should choose is P90X. A real workout on a daily basis. I feel better. My energy's higher. I'm getting more done. I'm fresher. I'm more energized. You can sit on the fence, but a majority of people who are listening to this show who have started P90X are now reaping the big rewards. So can you. Feel better. Sleep better. Be more energized. P90X doesn't hide the truth here. It takes a commitment from you about an hour a night. Are you settling for that soft around the middle reality, or are you willing to challenge yourself to look and feel better with age? As the company slogan says, decide, commit, succeed. Make the right decision. Make the call today. You can call 1-800-301-P90X, 1-800-301-P90X, or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin, ESPNRadio.com/Colin. Don't sit on the fence. Commit.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop and Kearney. Online at KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
The NBA Finals.
3-on-2 down the avenue. Drops it off. Lays it up. Lays it in.
The Stanley Cup Finals.
Turns with the puck. Shoots and scores.
The four teams that kept us entertained all winter long square off for supremacy on the hardwood and the ice.
Congratulations to this extraordinary team and to the city.
Follow the battle Here's for the Larry O'Brien Trophy and Lord Stanley's Cup. It's your playoff place. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
The mares of fog linger early on through the day, then skies become partly sunny with an isolated chance for a shower. Storm developing later today as well. Highs reach the low 70s with southeast winds 5 to 15. Back to 51 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. That's the number for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now. If you have not won the last 2 months, then you've got a chance at a $25 gift card for steaks, for bacon, because we're going to be... Oh, I had some bacon yesterday. Love bacon. Love the smell of bacon. Maybe you want some snack sticks to throw in as you're going to state track or soccer or golf or wherever you're going this weekend with the family. Maybe you want to take something with you to grill. Maybe you put it down on that new Green Mountain Grill that you're getting. It's all right there. Call now, 888-455-3776.
I thought we came back from that break. That was from Rob Zombie until, well, it had a beat, and then I ruled Rob Zombie out, and I could understand a couple of the words, and once again I ruled Rob Zombie out.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with today?
Tim.
Tim, today, because state track is this week, we're going to talk state track. Here is
Great.
Your... Yeah, well, I'm going to give you a 1 in 17 chance. That's the beauty. If you have no idea about anything, you've got a 1 in 17 chance of getting this right, because that's how many events there are in high school track. In girls state history, Sandra Obermeyer of Aurora has had the record in this event since 1976, the longest standing record in girls' history. What event is it in?
I have to say it's props for the pole vault.
Not the pole vault, but thanks for trying. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Don.
Don, same question. Sandra Obermeyer of Aurora holds the record in this event, and she has since 1976.
Shot put.
Not the shot put. Good guess. We've eliminated two events, Daddy. We've eliminated two events. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jesse from Grand Island.
Jesse, do you know the answer? I'm going to give you one more chance because the next person's getting a different question. Sandra Obermeyer of Aurora has held the record in this girls' state event since 1976. Do you know what it is?
Is it the hurdles?
It is not the hurdles, but thanks for trying. Not the hurdles. We may come back to that one, but I'm going to go over to the boys' side, and let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Chris.
Chris, Kent McLaughlin of Broken Bow has held the record in this event, and he shares it now with Mike Ackerman of Bellevue West, but he ran this time in 1961. What event does he hold the state record in?
The 200.
That is correct. The 200-meter dash, Kent McLaughlin of Broken Bow, still co-holds the record, co-owns the record with Mike Aukerman of Bellevue West, and that was an 81, 21.4 seconds. A lot of close ones. Brock Howard has actually run the fastest time at the state meet, 21.5 in Class A. Kent McLaughlin from Broken Bow in Class B. Hold on to the line, and we'll get Derek hooked up and get you a $25 gift card. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot, guys.
By the way, Sandra Obermeyer holds the record in the girls' long jump at 19 feet 5 inches and has held that since 1976. And Kelly Dring of Kearney was about as close as anybody. She's went 19.1.5 back in 05. And Bethany DeLong from Laurel Concord just last year went 19 feet 1.5. So there you go. Class B, Sandra Obermeyer holds it. Kelly Dring holds it in A. DeLong holds it in C, the longest jump ever in D. Andrea Wegner from Bancroft, Rosalie, 18.4.25. But Sandra Obermeyer has held that record since 1976, Daddy.
Remarkable. Remarkable it still stands. People come and get you every year. What, do you get those records still pulled up over there?
Yeah, I do.
The pole vault? Pole vault for, when you guess the pole vault, what is the...
For the girls or the boys? The pole vault is still Jenny Green, I believe. Yeah, Jenny Green, 13.3. And on the boys' side, the pole vault is Seth Burney of Beatrice, 16.7.
16.7.
And a guy calling say it was Kent McLuhan, Doug. He said you aren't old enough. I don't know what that means, but... Tried to throw you under the bus.
Sorry. I've been told about six different ways, so I did the best I could. I did the best I could. But thanks if that is indeed the case. Went on to obviously a lot of great things. And, you know, not a bad coach. Not a bad coach.
And all right. Been all right. Hey, looking forward to the rest of the week on the Doug and Dave Show. Folks, got some great guests for you. We're going to talk more soccer, more track. We're going to talk soccer again, Mike Manfito, tomorrow when they go to the state championship. I guarantee that.
Well, we are jam-packed tomorrow. Brady Bonza will step in to give us our Loper Link for the week. Track is all that's left. Andy Meyer will talk to us next week before Nationals as he is stepping down. But Brady Bonza tomorrow. Also, we're going to talk a little hockey with the draft going on with Drew Shinnick, the general manager and coach of the Tri-City Storm. Chuck Dummer is going to slip in, give us an update on the Cattleman's Ball. Also, Troy Salisbury, head tennis coach at Kearney High, going to join us later this week. Roger Matheson, Texas Tech's baseball coach. Joe DeMail, all joining us. We want to thank Mike Nanfito, Hastings boys soccer coach, and Alan Van Kerr, St. Cecilia's girls track coach, among our guests today.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow at Doug and Daddy's Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!